In the beginning of the liturgy, we begin with the Hebrew word Amen. And then we have the litany or ectenia, which is called the peaceful ectenia. And following that, we have the verses from the book of Psalms, which we call the antiphone. Antiphonal singing is usually when one side of the church sings one verse and the other side sings the other verse, almost like the wings of a bird. It's called antiphonal singing. And following that singing of, from the book of Psalms, we have a small litany. And then we sing another verse plus from the book of Psalms, and we raise high the book of Holy Gospels, the sacred scripture, which by law has to be on the altar every day of the entire year. The altar boys come out, and if you notice, I give them the book of Gospels to kiss. We venerate the word of God, and I say, Christ is among us. And more often than not, they don't just look at me. They go, He is, and He will be. And that is repeated every time each altar server kisses the book of Gospels. And that book of Gospels is placed back on the altar. The only time the book of Gospels is removed is for veneration and for reading to proclaim the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord in today's gospel is active. One of the things when you read the gospels, if you notice, Jesus does not relax too often. And when he does go away from the apostles, it's usually to pray. And even when he's at dinner, he's always teaching. He's eating, celebrating, even at a wedding feast, he's teaching his apostles. Why do I make this long presentation? Because the gospel is meant for action and for fellowship. It is impossible to read the gospels and have a view of religion that simply relaxes and does nothing. We are meant to gather as a people, which the Lord has gathered, and we are related by baptism and by creation to one another. And as difficult as fellowship may be someday, it is so essential for the preaching of the word. In the early years of Christianity, monasticism began to give rise, not to be separate from society, but to show the believers, this is how Christians ought to live. And out of all the possible phrases they could pick as their sort of catchphrase, was two words in Latin, ora et labora. Ora, oration comes from that, is the Latin word for prayer. And the second is labora, from labor, working. If you want to be a Christian, it's an interactive faith. It's an active faith. It's a dirty faith that you have to get your hands dirty working. You have to work with messy humanity. Wouldn't it be great if every time you showed up in church, people would say, wow, you're the greatest person in the world. And you never had a fight at home, you never had a fight anywhere else. When you drove the car, everyone would get out of your way and say, please, you first. But that's not how life is. Life is messy. Things become dirty. Things don't go out like we expect. Our life doesn't turn out like we expect. We want our dreams, but sometimes we have to settle for some nightmares. And we go through it. Ora et labora. That working out your salvation and not running away from others is what church and religion is about. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and the very first thing that we did is try to kill him. He had to run to Egypt with his family to save his life. When he came back, Joseph was still scared enough that he went to Nazareth. He didn't want to be too close to the people that tried to take his son's life. God knows what it's like to be part of messy humanity. And religion is not afraid of that. True religion says, I showed up to help with what life is. Not to go in my closet and say, God is everywhere. I'm going to pray my closet. Jesus was crucified in the closet. Jesus didn't preach to anybody. That's not what the Gospels are. The Gospel says Jesus went where people were hurting. He went to the tombstones where the people were possessed by evil spirits. He goes to the father who has trouble with his child. Our religion needs to be active, needs to be part of a community. What good is a religion that demands nothing from you? It's very easy to say, relax, enjoy, don't do anything, God loves you, and go home. It's harder to say, get up, take up your mat, come follow me, sell everything you have, come and preach the gospel, do this or do that. That's harder. But it's exciting because we are part of a religion that demands everything from us because it gives everything to us. What a great life it is to work to make things better in the world, believing in God and working with Him and preaching in His gospel. Christ is among us. He is and He will be.